Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be all the glory. This is God's day. He has made it, and we shall be glad and rejoice in it. We are here to pray. We are here to come together on one accord, believing God for so many things. He is a God of impossibilities. He is a God that works miracles. He is a God that allows signs, wonders, and miracles to follow us all the days of our lives. So we thank God that you find in our robbery to pray. The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. The Bible reminds us that men ought always to pray. The Bible from Genesis to Revelation shows the power of prayer as we pray by faith on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God. I'm here with my wife, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. We thank God for you tonight as you have called in. We believe that the prayers of the righteous are effective and powerful. So we are going to pray tonight. We are going to learn how to trust God tonight. And God is going to, I believe, do something mighty tonight. At the outset, I'm led to read a scripture coming from the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelations. As we pray, there are three things I want to highlight very quickly from this passage of scripture. The Bible says from Revelation chapter 3, the 8th verse, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Listen to verse 10 and verse 11. Because thou hast kept thy word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. He that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. From those few verses, I just want to highlight three things, the power of prayer. Number one, prayer gives you strength. Prayer gives us strength. The Apostle Paul said it so wonderfully, when we are weak, we are strong, because God is at work in us. If you're feeling weak tonight, if you feel weary and well-doing, if you feel as though your patience is wearing thin, pray. Because when you pray, there's something supernaturally happening in the area of strengthening us. The Bible says, I know you have little strength. I see your works. I have set before you an open door. Hear God, church. God has set before you an open door. Yes, you're going to find it. There's a yes out there with your name on it. There's an opportunity God has designated for you. He says, I have set before you an open door. Even when it looks like every door is shut, God has set before you an open door. But he said, the previous verse, I know you have little strength. Sometimes we get weak, church. So when we pray tonight, I believe that God is going to strengthen you. God is going to revitalize you. God is going to replenish you. God is going to give you new fervor in the name of Jesus. Number two, prayer keeps us from temptation. Not necessarily the lustful temptation, temptation to quit, temptation to give up on God, temptation to go back what we used to be a part of, temptation to start believing negative reports from the devil, tempted to do things that are ungodly, prayer will keep you from temptation. That's what the text just said. That I will keep you from temptation when you pray and when you trust me and be patient in my word. So as we pray tonight, I'm believing, God, that you will not be tempted to do anything outside of the will of God, but you will go to God with all of your cares and go to God with everything that you need, because God has your answers. I don't care what it is. I don't care how troublesome it is. I don't care how hopeless it looks. God has your answer. And finally, prayer helps you to overcome. Oh, glory be to God. As we pray tonight, prayer helps us to overcome. Verse 12 says, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. You will win. You will overcome every negative situation. You will get through every fiery trial. You're going to come out, whatever it is you're dealing with, I declare it. I speak it over your life right now. Whatever holding you at bay, whatever have you in bondage, whatever troubling you right now as we speak and pray tonight, I'm believing, God, that you are going to come out of that thing. I'm believing, God, that he's going to pull you through. I'm believing, God, that an open door has already been set before you. I'm believing and trusting, God, with you that this too shall pass out of your life, and it's going to be a testimony. That's what the Bible just said, that to all who will be tempted in this thing called life, in other words, we're going to be tested. We're going to be tested to see if we fall away from God. We're going to be tested to see if our faith get weakened. We're going to be tested to see if we trust him to the very end. You and I are going to be tested. And I believe with you tonight that you are going to pass every test. You're going to keep the faith like the Apostle Paul, and you're going to fight the good fight of faith. So as we pray tonight, beloved, I pray your strength in the Lord. I pray that God keeps you from temptation, and I pray that God allows you to overcome every troubling situation, every obstacle, every roadblock, every stumbling block that the enemy has tried to put in your life. I'm believing with you that you are going to overcome it. I declare it over your life in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray tonight. We pray in that name which is above every name, that every knee shall bow and that every tongue shall confess, God, that you are Lord. And right now, God, we give ourselves away. We have come to this altar. We have come to this dwelling place. We have come to this place of prayer, believing you, Lord, while so many don't believe in the power of prayer. You've shown us, those of us who have been on this earth for a while, you have shown us the power of prayer and the prayer of faith. Just like the first church, the apostles, you told us, Lord, to pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all kinds of evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Say the Lord's Prayer. Quote the Lord's Prayer. Rehearse the Lord's Prayer. Meditate on the Lord's Prayer. The Bible says, glory be to God, you are a child of the living God. And when you pray, God ears hear you. When you pray, God gets attention from you. When you pray, I believe that God is going to deliver you, God is going to heal you, and God is going to set you free from every negative situation. Father God, your word says, eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man. What God has prepared for those who love him. And God has prepared so much for you and I. So as we pray, I pray for more strength tonight, God. When we are weak, make us strong. When we are feeling feeble, God, strengthen our weak knees. Strengthen our weakened hands in the name of Jesus. Father God, give our minds peace on tonight. in the name of Jesus. I pray for that person, Lord, who has been worried. I pray for the person who has been stressed or blood pressure rising. I pray for anxiety right now. And I come against, Lord, every negative circumstance in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I speak hope. I speak victory right now. Your word says we are more than conquerors. Your word says we are victorious, that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We shall be the lender and not the borrower. Your word says that we are the first and not the last. We are the beginning and not the end. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So right now, we speak life to every situation. We speak life to your people on tonight. We speak life to that dead situation, to that dead marriage, to that dead bank account. We speak life to that hopeless situation. In the name of Jesus, life and death is in the power of the tongue. We have not because we ask not. Father God, we are asking for victory tonight. We are asking for the abundance of finances. Your word says you wish above all things that we prosper and be in good health, even as our souls prosper. You became poor, Lord, that we might be made rich. You have given us the ability to get wealth. So right now, I decree and declare over your people that that job belongs to them. Increase and promotion belongs to the people of God. Give them raises on their job. Allow their private businesses to prosper and be successful in the name of Jesus. Increase in the area of finances right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak abundance over your people. We pray for abundance right now. We pray against lack, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Even in the famine, you promised that you would keep us. Even in the famine, you promised that you would feed us. Even when there is lack, you promised in your word that you will provide for us. You said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And you said, everything will be added unto us. You said, with man it might be impossible, but with God all things are possible. So right now, that person who is sick in their body, turn that illness around. Turn that sickness around. Remove the pain right now. In the name of Jesus, we come against chronic conditions. We come against headaches, migraine headaches, in the name of Jesus. We come against arthritis and joint and bone, Father God, ailments right now, in the name of Jesus. We come against, Father God, nerve damage, in the name of Jesus. We come against right now disorders in the blood, Father God, high blood pressure and low blood pressure. Father God, regulate the white blood cells and the red blood cells in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now. We come against depression. I felt that in the spirit. We come against depression right now in the matchless name of Jesus. I plead the blood over every person under the sound of my voice. I plead the blood over your household. I plead the blood of Jesus over your marriage. I plead the blood of Jesus over your family in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus shall never lose its power. So right now, Father God, we pray as the woman with the issue of blood, as she touched the hem of your garment, she was healed in the name of Jesus. As the death angel saw the blood on the doorpost of the house of the people of God, death had to pass over your people. So right now, Lord, symbolically, we speak the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there could be no forgiveness of sins. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We are the redeemed of the Lord on this line tonight. Redemptive, Lord, power is on this line tonight. Reconciliation is on this line tonight. Restoration is on this prayer line on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. No weapon formed against God's people will be able to prosper. The enemy will come at us one way, and they'll flee seven different ways. God is not a man, church, that he shall lie. He is not the son of man, that he shall repent. God has not changed his mind on tonight. You are prosperous. You are successful. You are victorious. You are more than a conqueror. I decree and declare it over your life tonight that all things are going to work together for your good because you love God. No weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. The Bible tells us to count it all joy. Glory be to God. The Bible tells us to count it all joy when the fiery darts come against us. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says God will raise up a standard. God is reminding you and I to put on the whole armor of God tonight. Put on your helmet of salvation on tonight. Put on your breastplate of righteousness on tonight. Put your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pick up your shield, your faith, your faith sword in the name of Jesus. The sword, the word of the living God in the name of Jesus. Your loins girded with truth. Glory be to God. Put your armor on tonight in the name of Jesus. In the spirit realm, the devil don't want you to put your armor on, but put your armor on tonight. Supernaturally, you're going to beat the devil. Supernaturally, you're going to win every battle in the name of Jesus. The Bible says this battle is not yours, but it belongs to God. And he's telling you and I tonight to hold our peace and let the Lord fight our battles in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Devil, you are a liar. The devil is a liar. Don't believe the report of the enemy. Don't believe, glory be to God. The Bible says Jesus has overcome the world. The Bible says the thief comes to steal and to kill. And to kill and destroy. But Jesus came that you and I might have life and life more abundantly. The Bible says every man or woman that calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved in the name of Jesus. He sent your word. He sent his word and they were healed. In the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was God. The Bible says man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And right now, Father God, we pray that you work out every impossible situation for the people of God. Right now, somebody's looking for a breakthrough. Right now, we speak breakthrough over their life in the name of Jesus. Somebody called this prayer line tonight. They're in the need of a miracle. And God, right now, we are speaking a miracle into their situation in the name of Jesus. Somebody called this prayer line tonight because they need healing in their body. And right now, we speak healing, total healing over your people. In the name of Jesus, total healing, total deliverance, total restoration, total recovery, total prosperity. In the matchless name of Jesus, that name which is above every name, that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. So we pray for family on tonight. We pray for the family to come together. We pray for unity in every marriage. We pray for children to be obedient to their parents. We pray for parents to raise their children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. We pray for godly households in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the hand of the enemy right now. We come against Satan and his devices right now. We know, glory be to God, that the enemy is our enemy. We know that the devil, the Antichrist, is in our world. But Jesus, you came that we might have victory in every area of life. So right now, Father God, I speak miracles over your people. I speak breakthrough over your people. I speak prosperity over your people. I speak victory over every life who is on this prayer line tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father God, give them a mind of Christ. Give them, regulate their thoughts in the name of Jesus. Give them a mind that is steadfast on the things of God. Your Bible says, think on whatsoever things are above, whatsoever things are of a good report, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are excellent, in the name of Jesus. Your word said, think on these things, because as a man or woman thinketh, so is he or she. And right now I speak to your mind that God will have his way in your mind. The devil's trying to trouble your mind. The enemy's trying to play with your mind on tonight. The devil's trying to take control of your thoughts. But right now, we cast down every imagination. We cast down the plot of the enemy on tonight. We cast down every strategic plot from the devil trying to destroy the plan of God for your life. Jeremiah 29:11, God know the plans that he has toward you. God know the thoughts that he think towards you. Thoughts of good and not of evil. Thoughts to give you an expected end. The Bible says God's word will not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which he sent it to do. So right now, Lord, I thank you that you're watching over your word tonight.
Yes.
You're watching that your word will be performed in the lives of the people of God. Father God, we speak those things that be not as though they are. And right now, as I give my wife this prayer line, and as we take prayer calls on the second half hour of this prayer hour, in the name of Jesus, you ask your disciples to pray with you for 1 hour, and we are here to pray for 1 hour. So as my wife continue, and as we take prayer requests later, Father God, have mercy on us. Have grace on us. Have compassion on us tonight, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Just go ahead and worship God. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God. We worship you, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We magnify your name. O God, you are worthy to be praised, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for being in our midst on tonight, God. You said, well, two or more gathered in your name, that you shall be in our midst, O God. We thank you for being with us, O God. Hallelujah. As we touch and agree on anything, O God, on everything, O God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For having your ear in inclined to hear our prayer on tonight, God. Lord, we just thank you. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for the United States of America, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we repent on the behalf of your people, oh God, in the name of Jesus, standing in the gap. You said in your word, of my people who are called by my name will turn from their wicked ways, humble themselves, and pray, then I will hear from heaven, and I will heal their nation. I will heal their land. So, Lord, we thank you. We stand in the gap, oh God. As you, Father God, as Abraham told Abraham, if you could find, Father God, someone, Father God, 10, the 100, Father God, who would, Father God, walk worthy, Father God, who will walk circumspectly before you, oh God. Hallelujah. Lord, we are assembled together here on this prayer line, seeking your face, God, seeking your forgiveness for the United States of America. Lord, forgive us for celebrating sin, oh God. Forgive us for celebrating the very things that you call an abomination, oh God. Forgive us, oh God, for getting further and further away from you, oh God. Forgive us, O God, hallelujah, for erring in our ways. Forgive us for our transgressions, our inequities, our sins, O God, our trespasses, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you, and we bless your name. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray, Father God, for those in Boston who are still recovering, O God, even from the catastrophe 2 weeks ago, God. We pray, Father God, your healing power will be with those families, O God, even now, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we pray, Father God, for your healing power to be with the parents of the little girl, Father God, that was murdered senselessly in her own home, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father God, for those who are struggling, for those who are suffering, oh God, for those, Father God, who are still, Father God, fighting inner and outer wars, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, for the peace that surpasses all understanding to overtake your people in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you will have mercy, Father God, on this United States of America. We ask that you will have mercy on us, God. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Father God, that you will forgive us, oh God, hallelujah. We ask, Father God, hallelujah, that you will direct our paths, oh God. As you said in your word, the steps of a good man are ordered by you, oh Lord. So, Lord, we are seeking your face. We can do nothing without you, God. We declare that we need you, oh God, as a deer panted from the waters, oh God. So our souls are longing after you, God. We need you, hallelujah. We realize that without you, we can do nothing, oh God, but with you, all things are possible, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you save souls on tonight, God, that you save souls, Father God, snatch some from the pit of hell, God, give us more anointing, more power, let us walk in divine authority, oh God, in the name of Jesus, let us be that light, let us be that salt of the world, oh God, let us be soul-saving vessels, oh God, where people will look upon our lives, oh God, and glorify your name, where people will fall down in our shadows, oh God, and say, what must I do to be saved? God, help us, oh God, to be vessels of salvation, oh God, even as we walk to and fro, Father God, across the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said that everywhere that our feet shall try, Father God, that we shall possess the land. Let us possess the land, not for selfish ambition, oh God, but for kingdom transition, oh God. Lord, we need to possess the land from the kingdom of God, knowing that the kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force, God. Let us be aggressive in the soul-saving journey and the soul-saving assignment, oh God. Let us be aggressive, oh God. Let us walk circumspectly before you, oh God. Let us walk worthy of the call that you have placed upon our lives, not seeking after titles, not seeking after position, oh God, but seeking to save the lost, seeking to help those, Father God, who are hurting, seeking, Father God, to be your church, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need to be your church. Help us, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father God, send increase into your kingdom, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you today, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. I pray, Father God, hallelujah, for my sister Rashid. I pray, Father God, for total healing. I break off depression. Hallelujah. I break off addiction. I thank you for healing her and delivering her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for saving her soul, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for my sister Renee. I come against depression. I pray for her eyes, oh God. I come against blindness and any diseases, Father God, that she's been diagnosed within her eyes. I thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for total healing, Father God. We pray for Evangelist Paige, even as she goes this week for her surgery, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for total healing, oh God. Heal her in the area of her eyes. Restore her sight. You are a God of restoration, oh God. And whatever the mass is that they found inside her body, God, we dissipate the mass. We chop it off. We ask, Father God, that you totally, Father God, hallelujah, make it disappear, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine healing, regulation of the blood cells, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Sister Dolores Tucker, oh God. We come against depression, oh God. We bind up Satan off of her life, oh God. Every satanic and demonic attack, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for total victory, oh God, even in her life, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against, Father God, depression. Everybody who's suffering from depression on tonight, even as Pastor Anthony prayed, we bind that spirit up and we cast it out right now, in the name of Jesus. We speak peace right now over your mind, over your body, over your soul. We speak healing and deliverance right now over your life right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, Father God, for Daniela and Amel, God. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon their lives, God. Even though they walk through this tough place, oh God, we thank you for divine favor on their lives, that you open doors that no man can shut, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for a new place to live, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for divine favor with the landlord. We thank you for the yes that's yet to come, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for keeping them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for growing them, Father God, and developing them, even in their faith, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for being with them and even giving them peace in the middle of the valley, God. Yes. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for Daniela's cousin, oh God. Father God, the family of the young person that was gunned down and murdered 2 months ago, God. We thank you, Lord, for peace for that family, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to comfort them and keep them, oh God. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Continue continue to walk with them and talk with them, keep them, and Father God, hallelujah, protect them, oh God, hallelujah, Father God, we bind them by shootings, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of murder in the United States of America. We come against the spirit of assassination. We come against the spirit of the jihad, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, extremists, oh God, who are wrecking havoc and trying to kill innocent people, in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of war, oh God, even over in North Korea, Lord. We continue to lift up Sister Maria's, Father God, cousin and her son, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you because you are able to do all things but fail. We pray for Ray, Father God, who just had surgery on his knee, God. We thank you for divine healing right now. Divine healing right now in the name of Jesus. Lay your hands on Ray, God. We thank you, Lord, for alleviating the pain. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for restoring the bones. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for total restoration. We thank you for a speedy recovery, God. We pray for Pastor Dawn Tillery, oh God, our spiritual mother, God, even as she had surgery on last week, 1 week ago tomorrow, God. We thank you for divine healing right now in the name of Jesus, by your stripes, she 1 week ago to yesterday. We thank you for divine healing. By your stripes, she is healed. By your stripes, Renita, who came out of the coma, by your stripes, every person that we already offered up on this altar is healed in Jesus' name. Ha. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way. Let your will be done. Even as this prayer continues, God, we pray for New Creation Christian Ministry, the city of Elizabeth, and call on the name of your city. Every city that's represented here on tonight, God, we pray for the city of Elizabeth where the church is. We pray right now, Father God. We bind up the Father God destruction. We bind up violence and gang membership. We lose your peace. We lose your power. We lose your spirit. We lose your angels to take over those streets and the streets where we live: Bloomfield and Irvington, down south in North Carolina, Virginia, Florida. In the name of Jesus, Newark. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have your way. Let your spirit control, Father God, and take control, take dominion, even where Pastor Doris Dorsey is, Father God. Ha. Bless her church. Bless in his presence ministries. Bless, Father God, her husband, Reverend Dorsey. Bless them, oh God, and bless them indeed. Bless their family, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless their ministry. Bless the church, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them, Father God, on the battlefield. Encourage them. Build them up. Strengthen them, oh God. Hallelujah. Prosper them. Ha. Oh God, prosper them in the name of Jesus. Lord says, I am the Lord. Hallelujah. They heal thee. Hallelujah. God's sending divine healing across the line on tonight. There's some people that have been suffering in their body, but not only in your body, but you've been about to give up. And God says, I'm restoring your faith. God says, I'm restoring your faith. God says, I'm strengthening you in the air in your inner man, and I'm restoring your faith. God says, do not throw in the towel. Hallelujah. You are on the verge of a breakthrough. God says, some things are being shaken in your life. Everything that can't be shaken is being shaken. Hallelujah. But God says, you shall stand. After it's all said and done, you shall be left standing as you stand in the power of his might. God says, put on the full armor of God. Hallelujah. As you continue to put on the armor and pray, pick up the sword, which is your word. Continue to believe me. God says, do not let your faith waver. Hallelujah. Do not let your faith waver. Continue to believe me. God says, seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. Do not open your mouth to speak what you see. Only speak what I say, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Begin to speak my word. Begin to declare a thing over your situation. Hallelujah. But do not get caught up in your circumstances, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Continue to walk with me and talk with me. Keep your eyes on me. Keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Your eyes stayed on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. God says he is faithful to complete the work that he has started in you. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. I feel God. Hallelujah. Yes. Just go ahead and praise God. We worship you for your word. We worship you for this prayer line tonight, God. And even now we speak over New Creation Christian Ministries. Okay. We declare and declare, creed, that every person who's part of that ministry is blessed. We declare that every, Father God, we ask you to fill each and every individual to the fullness of the Spirit, of the power of your Holy Ghost. Lord, we ask you to go through every member, every household, every family member, God, even our sons and daughters who are not walking with you, God. We ask, Father God, that you will touch them, let your fire rest upon them. Father God, that you will touch them, that you will lay your hands, that you will lay your hands on every member of New Creation Christian Ministries, every member of every family that's connected to this prayer line, every member of every family, God, that you will touch them, that you will fill them, that you will mature them, that you will bless them, that you will prosper them, that you will heal them, that you will deliver them, that you, Father God, will fill every seat in that church. God, we thank you for filling every seat, making disciples, Father God, saving souls, that we will make disciples, Father God, of each and every person that you have sent into that ministry. So we ask for every seat to be filled, not for us, but for your kingdom, O God, so that we can change this world from 87 First Street and beyond.
Jesus.
We thank you for 500,000 plus souls being saved as we're on Block Talk Radio, as we're on Ustream, as we're in our local assemblies, and collectively, every person under the sound of my voice is a soul-saving vessel. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. Even as this prayer continues, we thank you for your presence in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. We got about 15 to 20 more minutes left. During this prayer tonight, at this time, if you have a prayer request, if there's something in your spirit that you want us to touch and agree with you tonight, it can be concerning your finances, concerning a situation that is pending. You need divine favor from God to move on your behalf. Whatever it is, we believe in God with you and standing with you. There's something about the power of agreement. I can't explain it. It remains a mystery. But I know through the Bible, when the people of God, even when they prayed for Peter, God moved miraculously on behalf of Peter. As they interceded, the prison doors were open. And as Pastor and I pray for you tonight, I believe that some doors are going to be open for you as well. I believe that God is going to get the glory out of this prayer. We believe that God is attentive to what we do here on Tuesday night. We've seen the testimonies. We've heard the testimonies. We've seen God at work since we have been doing this on Tuesday night. And God wants you to keep the faith. Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. So we are trusting and believing and wanting God to move. So if you have a prayer request, pastors, just pray for my family. Pray for God to open a door. I need a door opened. Pray for healing in my body. Pray for my neighborhood that I live in. Whatever it may be, you can press 1, and we will pray and touch and agree with you. Even as you get wind of the news like we do, we need to, Pastor, I thank you for praying for our nation. So much is going on in the headlines. Call, I see that hand. And we are going to open up the microphone, area code 908, area code 908. You're on the air tonight, area code 908. What's on your heart tonight? Amen. Somehow that call just dropped. Maybe they're traveling. But if they call back in, we'll put them through. But possibly they might be on a cell phone, and they did raise their hand. But if there's anyone else, we're gonna continue to pray. There's a song in our spirit that we are going to pray before we end tonight. But we're believing God that he is going to bless you indeed, enlarge your territory, that his hand and his favor will be on your life, that God is God, and aside there is no other. Area code 908, lost for a minute, now you are back. Area code 908, area code 908.
Yes, hi, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I just thank God, as always, for y'all being the prayer radicals that y'all are. You know, praying for my wife and I. We keep believing, stepping out on faith It looks like things are starting to look up, but, you know, we still standing still in the midst of the storm. We're going to be getting up out of here as of tomorrow evening, you know, to reside somewhere temporarily, but for the most part, we'll be getting up things, putting up things in storage tomorrow.
Hey,
because
hey,
it didn't
man.
Work out today for me to get the U-Haul truck, so it's definitely reserved for tomorrow.
Okay, praise God. But we definitely want to touch and agree, like you said, the temporary thing of storage and finding somewhere. But we believe in God for some permanent residence for you and your wife, that God is going to work it out in the very near future, even though you're doing what you immediately have to do. So we want to pray with you tonight, Brother Mel.
Definitely.
Pray for your marriage. Pray that God will even allow you guys to go through this that you're dealing with. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray and we lift up Brother Mel to you, Lord, even as he has called in for prayer. The night before, he has to do a transition tomorrow with relocating and taking care of business by putting his things in storage. Lord, we pray that all things work together for this man of God. We pray for his wife, Lord, that you would encourage this couple in the name of Jesus. When it looked like every door is shut, Father God, we know that you are opening the door in the name of Jesus. We know, Father God, that you are going to give them favor. It's already done. So, Father God, as they walk by faith, even being encouraged through this prayer tonight, and as the man of God said, things are looking up. His words matter, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I thank God that, Father God, you would keep them positive. You would keep them optimistic. You would keep them hopeful in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, allow the joy of the Lord to be their strength. No matter, Father God, what it looks like, does not determine who you are. What it is doesn't change who you are, God. So right now, no matter what they're facing, Father God, we...
Hello?
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to continue to pray. The enemy is just upset. Our call actually fell through. Our phone actually hung up as I was praying. And we're going to continue to pray. Father, I give this couple to you.
Yes,
the
Lord.
Devil's trying to even cut the technology. The enemy's even trying to interfere with our words tonight. But in the name of Jesus, this prayer is going to go forward through the cell phone, through the internet, through the, Father God, the superhighway, the we just thank you, Father God, that no weapon formed against Mel and Daniela will be able to prosper.
Lord.
Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would give them permanent residence. I pray that you would give them favor with the landlord of the building that they need to move into. I pray in the name of Jesus, even as they're in storage, that it will not last, but they will find an apartment as soon as possible in the name of Jesus. And right now, Father God, we speak favor over their life. We speak that you give them favor with the landlord in a building and an apartment in the name of Jesus, where they can dwell and where they can live. We pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would encourage their hearts, even in this, even in what they're walking through, that breakthrough, miracle, and manifestation and demonstration of their faithfulness will, Father God, become a reality. So I thank you for their diligence. I thank you for their perseverance. I thank you for their no-quit attitude in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we give this couple to you. Bless their marriage in the name of Jesus. Bless their children in the name of Jesus. Even increase their money and their income where they can have enough money to do what they need to do in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, I thank you for this couple, that you would give them the money that they need, that you would give them the resources that they need, and that you will give them favor with people that they need. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. My brother, I speak over your life right now that all things are going to work for your good. that God's word over your life will not come back void. You will prosper and be in good health as your soul prosper in the name of Jesus. This setback is a setup for a comeback.
Yeah.
So I thank God that you and your wife already have the victory. I thank God he has offered you the door that you need to open.
Yes.
I thank God that you already have the favor as you talk to the landlords and talk to the housing and make plans to move forward by faith. I believe and touch and agree with you as we pray tonight that you already got God's blessing on your life. In Jesus'
name. Yes, we do. We receive it.
Amen. Amen. My brother, yeah. Be encouraged. It's going to work out.
I know it will. Thanks again. Thanks as always.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Likewise.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. There's a song that we want to play. And then after this song, if you have another prayer request, those of you who are online, we have some callers tonight. And we're going to play this song, Shifting the Atmosphere. Because I think God is doing that tonight.
Yes.
He is shifting some things, not just our life, but in our minds.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Father, even as we go down from this place, Lord, we thank you for those who thought it not robbery to assemble themselves together in this house of prayer on tonight, God. Hallelujah. We pray, Father God, hallelujah, for Sister Maria. Oh, God, we thank you for her life, God, her business, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for, Father God, everything that you're doing in her life, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask, Father God, that you continue, Father God, to give her, Father God, wisdom from on high. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for increase, Lord, over everything that she touches, Father God. You said, Father God, that you have given us the ability to get wealth. So, Lord, I ask that you bless that business, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, bless everything that she puts her hands to. Give her the desires of her heart, oh, God. Hallelujah. Continue to bless her and her family, God. Save her, her husband, Father God. We just thank you for what you're doing, Father God, even in the life of George, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that you are able to do all things but fail, Lord. We thank you for total deliverance and total salvation, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch her son, oh, God. Continue, Father God, to draw him even closer to you, oh, God. Oh, God, we just thank you and we praise you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that, Father God, your joy, Father God, is Maria's strength, God, and we ask that you continue to strengthen her, continue to keep her, walk with her and talk with her. Lord, we lift up Sister Carmen to you on today, God. We thank you, Lord, for her, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for her diligence, Father God, and her, Father God, even, Father God, she continues to commit her ways to you. We ask that you continue to, Father God, encourage her heart, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless her husband, God. Keep her, Father God, and walk with her and talk with her and bless all of her children, God. We thank you, Lord, for total salvation and deliverance, Father God, for every member of her family, God. She's been faithful over a few things, and Lord, we thank you, Father God, for, Father God, your grace and your mercy being extended towards her, oh God, even as she serves in your house, Father God, even as she, Father God, holds up the arms of Pastor Anthony and myself over at New Creation Christian Ministries. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you would bless her and bless her indeed. We thank you for total healing in her body, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for peace and prosperity, oh God. Oh God, Lord, continue to have your way in her life, God. Fill her with your Holy Ghost, Father God. Fill her with the power of your Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for Mother May Thomas, oh God, hallelujah. We thank you for her life, God. We thank you for her witness, for her testimony, God. We thank you, Lord, and we ask that you would continue to keep her. Bless her children, God. Bless my brothers and my sister, my brother and my sister, God. Bless my brothers-in-law and my sister-in-law, oh God. Continue, Father God, to have your hand upon this family. Draw us closer together, God. Every family that's represented on this prayer line, we ask that you draw the families closer together in the name of Jesus. Heal and restore marriages, Father God. Heal, Father God, restore, Father God, sibling relationships, brothers and sisters, Father God. We pray for April and Richard on tonight, God. We ask, Father God, for divine favor, oh God, even as Richard is, Father God, considering relocation and promotion, Father God. We ask that you will open doors that no man can close, Father God, even if they close on their house, oh God. We just thank you, Father God, for being with them, oh God. Hallelujah. Show yourself mighty. Let Richard see you in a way like never before, God. Hallelujah. Make yourself real to him. Reveal yourself to him, oh God, in a great and mighty way, oh God. In the name of Jesus, keep Kevin and Jessica, oh God. Continue to keep your hand upon them. And Father God, Kevin Sr., oh God, we just thank you, Father God, and Jessica's mom. We thank you, Lord, for your hand upon every member of the family, oh God, and Nick. And Father God, each and every member of the family, Lord, continue to have your way. Continue to bless those family members and my sister Renee, oh God, hallelujah. Thank you for divine healing, God, total restoration of her sight, Father God, pulling up by the darkness, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we speak light. In the name of Jesus, over her life right now, God. In the name of Jesus, miraculous healing, miraculous healing, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we just thank you. Again, bless Reverend Dorsey in the chat room and everybody else, oh Father God, who has come this way, Father God, for prayer on tonight, God. Give us another touch from you, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we love you and we bless your name. Bless my husband, Pastor Anthony. Bless our marriage, God. Continue to keep us. Continue to to walk with us, continue to strengthen us, oh God. Bless every pastor, oh God, that's out in the vineyard. Bless Pastor Valerie Houston, oh God, my mother's new pastor, oh God. In the name of Jesus, continue to strengthen her and keep her, even as she does a great work down there in Sanford, Florida, oh God. Continue to keep her husband, oh God. Bless every member of Allen Chapel, AME, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for these families, and Sister Maria's pastor and Pastor Dorsey, and we thank you for these families, oh God, that you have knitted together. And we ask that you continue to strengthen us as we do your work, God. Have your way. And bless little Kennedy. Even now, we break the fever over her life, God. In the name of Jesus, we declare her healed by your stripes. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know. Area code 321, is that a prayer request? Man, hallelujah. We're going to go down from this place, never from his presence. I believe even as we played that song, Shifting the Atmosphere, that God has already rearranged some things in your life. God has already moved some things around for your favor. God has already, in the name of Jesus, shifted and changed some things that's going to be for your good. So good night, everyone. Continue to pray for us. We love each and every one of you. The New Creation Church family will be in Elizabeth tomorrow night for our midweek service. And 12 o'clock, we'll be on the noonday service. Join us by calling this same number at 12 noon tomorrow afternoon. There's going to be a word from the Lord for you, as well as Sunday, 11 a.m. We have an awesome time at our local church. God is moving. Lives are being changed. People are being edified, encouraged, and educated and strengthened. So our Sunday, 11 a.m. worship is also a time to come fellowship with us. So God bless each and every one of you. Good night. We love you. Continue to pray for us. We'll continue to pray for you. Go in peace and serve your God.